Agents for Heaven, September 2nd. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. What great need there is of cultivating tenderness and gentleness! None should be ashamed to manifest a tender, compassionate spirit for those who err, for those who think they make no mistakes are far from being without fault before God. No one need to think that the manifestation of compassion is something for which he need be ashamed. When a crisis comes in the life of any soul, and another attempts to give advice, that advice and counsel will have only the weight of influence for good that their example and spirit of the adviser has accumulated for him. It is the consistent life, the revelation of a sincere, Christ-like interest for the soul in peril, that will make counsel effectual to persuade and win into safe paths. Those who are quick to censure others, who speak words that cut and bruise the already wounded soul, are doing Satan's work, and are laborers with the prince of darkness. Let the tempted and tried souls remember that when chastisement comes upon them, it is the Lord who would save them from death. Let the souls to whom reproof comes, remember that as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. The human agent, imbued with the Spirit of Christ, will watch for souls as they that must give an account. The claims of Christ are upon us, and we must understand our duty, and do it in the fear of God, with an eye single to his glory, and not prove unfaithful. Let no thought of self or of natural feelings be cherished to keep the lips silent. Speak, and be not afraid. With the heart full of tenderness and love for souls, warn, exhort, and entreat. Never cease to labor for a soul while there is one ray of hope. Your words may cut to the soul. Oh, then be cautious, and clothe them with the love and tenderness of Jesus. Soften every accent with love and sympathy. As you deal with others, as you judge others, so the Lord will judge and deal with you. Let the agent who claims to be a child of God practice the lessons of Christ. If he is compelled to wound, let him feel the duty of healing as compulsory upon him. The truth is ever to be spoken in love, with the Spirit of Christ abiding in the soul.